Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Sound Synchronicity on Now Time Radio.
All aboard!
We are a galactic nation. We come from a galactic past, and we're headed for a galactic future. We are living in the space station.
The ship is taking off.
Black lights, get on board. Step in, watch the door. Sit tight, let's explore. Get ready to take flight. Get with this cosmic trip. Mother Earth is a mothership. Better know when it's time to dip. She's heading out tonight.
Gotta give, gotta live, gotta share, gotta teach, gotta reach, gotta learn, gotta love. No more time to be blind to the signs. Use your mind to remind you. From the streets to the stars, to the sun and the moon, when it's time, gotta be in tune.
Cause the ship is taking off.
Don't miss the flight, just get on board. Say bye, we fly when we see you. Don't miss the flight. Don't miss the flight.
Cause the ship is taking off.
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us, so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us, so we may see all from within. Transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. House of the Eternal Sun, may right action reap the harvest so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. Above, House of Heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. Of Earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once,
and
everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum, Hunabku, Eva Maya, Eva Ho. Ayum, Hunabku, Eva Maya, Eva Ho. Ayum, Hunabku, Eva Maya. A ma ho.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sound Synchronicity of Now Time Radio. Giving thanks for this amazing moment, this now moment. Feeling the vibration of the prayer of the seven galactic directions, opening in the right way. You heard at the top, Mothership from Raquel, during Ima Deborah, Brother Blessed. Yes, indeed. We're just happy to be here and just spend time. Space and grace to everyone out there on the planet, tuning in, tuning up, showing up. So we're really grateful for the opportunity to explore our sciences, our arts, and open up our hearts. My name is Makua Ray. I stole the world, Richard. We have on the line also co-host for Crown, Taj Abdul Samad. Indeed. So this evening, we're grateful to come forward and share with the family vibrations of elevation taking us to a different situation all across the nation, all across the globe. True indeed. Brother Brooke Crown, what's your inspiration this evening?
More love, more life, more prosperity, you know? Just really vibing in the club right now. And, yeah, just really inspired by all the Occupy efforts and activism that's put on throughout the world. Inspired by all the children and their energy and creativity and life that they hold as well. And so I'm just staying in the frequency and in the vibration of love, light, prosperity, and in the intention that all will take form into perfect harmony and balance in the way that we
That's right. It's good to dream the dream, you know? And that's what we're here for. So I want to ask if you could raise your volume maybe a little on your phone there. And get you more in the conversation.
Yes, sir. How's this?
That's better. So, yes, this is a time, as you said, really upliftment, recognizing amongst the human family who's showing up. I mean, these are prophetic times, no question. And so that's what this show is about, exploring these sequential events, these dates, all of these synchronicities. What is December 21st, 2012? What opportunity does this present for us as a human family, as a consciousness? And how does that begin in the roots? You know, how do we bring that to the hearts of the people, where the people are at, and really connect these dots all across the globe, you know? Really and truly. So I'm excited about tonight. We have an incredible brother, artist, activist, multimedia artist, educator, father. We're just excited to bring him forward into the mix. Brother by the name of Itef Vita, aka DJ Kavum Motivation. So indeed, vibing at this moment, this energy. Feeling the frequency and the flow. That's what we're here for. Grow, you know?
Yo.
As we start the show, go ahead, brother. Yeah, that.
Yeah, I just wanted to really acknowledge what the tone and the glyph of the day is, which is self-disconnect. The mantra, the affirmation for that is I define what is dream, measuring intuition, the input of abundance with the self-esteem tone of form. I am guided by the power of self-creation. I am like an active activation of total energy into me.
Well, I tell you what, I know the cell phone connection as we're celebrating in this galactic signature day, the signature actually of Nikola Tesla, of all people. Our cellular communication is somewhat in and out right now. So I think that's also an interesting two-way communication across the ethers for real. So with that said, I'm going to actually reread that so people can hear it clearly. And we want to make sure you get in the zone where your signal is straight.
Okay,
as much as possible. That sounds better. It sounds present. So you want to bless? Right. You want to bless it again one more time, and we'll just bring it
Absolutely.
Forward again. It sounded like it was coming from outer space there for a moment.
Okay.
And maybe it was.
Today's galactic signature is blue self-existing night, and the affirmation for blue self-existing night is: I define in order to dream, measuring intuition. I seal the input of abundance with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of self-generation. I am a galactic activation portal. Total clarity. Enter me.
Indeed.
It's power packed right there.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Recognizing how the expression of these divine mathematics, these divine arrangements, these tones and harmonies are showing up again. It is true. And so I'm excited that we're witnessing this on such a most auspicious time on planet Earth. Recognizing, yes, the upliftment and the fact that we are at an opportunity to self-define as we recognize that we're existing in relationship with the planet Earth. And so that's a wonderful thing.
You know, today, blue self-existing night is also the galactic signature of Nikola Tesla. That's his galactic signature, whom we have to thank for cellular and wireless communication and the alternating current as well.
Indeed. Without which we wouldn't necessarily have this ability to communicate as we're doing right now and being able to, at this time in human evolution, communicate from many places around the world and really anchor in this energy at this time. So with that, we're going to continue in the sound synchronicity field and play some music, upliftment. We're going to let it grow, and that's what time it is. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. They all get a pinch up on fools and tricks. So small, we got to stay fit and grow our own ish.
Got to keep it moving, show and move, and that's what you do for the world.
Daddy, daddy, did you hit the streets back then? Dig up the pain in and drop a seed in? Well, I'm a seventh generation. Eat from your patience. I'm loving it about the matrix. I'm plugged. I know my sign told us hating, but I'm the soul controller. Brightest thing up in the soul, like your sun. So I'ma shine like one. When I think of honey, I just won.
Just got the grant that I worked hard for. I walk on the doors with the money in for. I see my people living poor, we manifest more. Cleaning up the streets shouldn't seem like a chore. The green economy, that's what I live for. The man, woman, child, that's who I work for. I see them fighting overseas, they should learn more. I see the God in you and me, that's what I aim for. So all my little OGs, just grow more. And if you please and save your seeds, you can plant more. First, cultivate the seed and eat raw. Going green, living bling, yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Drink greens, y'all. Plant greens, y'all. One team, y'all. And if the higher inner peace is all in the mind, y'all. Set you all what you eat in the green for all.
Gotta keep it moving, show and prove, and that's what you do for the world.
We got the green, the black, yeah, green, the black. We cultivate the crop, yeah, yeah, the crop. Yeah, we got the green, the black, yeah, green, the black. See, I got to do this for the mother nature. Most politicians always want life to be greater. From the corporate to the hood to the mayor. A lot of people don't be know we up in danger. So get a garden, shorty. You need to get some land. Conserve your water, homie. You need to work your plant. Most of the world's stars will be the cow. Where is the corn now? It's all GMO. Didn't you all know about the Monsanto? They made Agent Orange and the Miracle Grow. Roundup, the Terminator seed and PBC. Both sides of the feds, it's easy to see.
Gotta keep it moving, show. For the world, gotta keep it moving, sure.
Indeed, indeed.
Word, that, word.
That's that right there. I want to hear it again. I mean, really and truly, is that cool?
You know, I'll go ahead and let them check it.
I mean, I think so. I think we need to run that again. Feel it. Let it grow, man. You know what I'm saying? Purple Crown, you agree?
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
Bless it.
Yeah. Okay. They all get a pinch up on fools and tricks. That's why we got to stay fit and grow our own ish.
Got to keep it moving, show and move. And that's what you do for the world.
Daddy, did you hit the streets back then? Dig up the pavement and drop a seed in? Well, I'm a seventh generation, eating for your patience. I'm loving it about the matrix, I'm plugged. I know my son told us hating, but I'm the sole controller, brightest kingdom in the soul, like your son. So I'ma shine like one. When I think of money, I just won.
Just got the grant that I worked hard for. I walk on the doors with the money in four. I see my people living poor, we manifest more. Cleaning up the streets shouldn't seem like a chore. The green economy, that's what I live for. The man, woman, child, that's who I work for. I see them fighting overseas, they should learn more. I see the God in you and me, that's what I aim for. To all my little OGs, just grow more. And if you please and save your seeds, you can plant more. First, cultivate the seed and eat raw. Going green, living bling, yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Drink greens, y'all. Plant greens, y'all. One team, y'all. And it's the higher inner peace, it's all in the mind, y'all. Set you all what you eat in the green for all.
Gotta keep it moving, showing, proving. That's what you do for the world. For the world. Gotta keep it moving, showing, proving. That's what you do for the world. For the world.
Yeah, we cultivate the crop. Yeah, the crop, we got the green, the block. Yeah, green, the block, we cultivate the crop. Yeah, yeah, the crop, yeah, we got the green, the block. Yeah, green, the block. See, I got to do this for the mother nature. Most politicians always want life to be greater. From the corporate to the hood to the mayor. A lot of people don't be know we up in danger. So get a garden, shorty, you need to get some land. Conserve your water, homie, you need to work your plan. Most of the world's starving, we feed it to the cow. Where is the corn now? It's all GMO. Didn't you all know about the Monsanto? They made Agent Orange and the Miracle Grow. Roundup, the Terminator feeding BBC. Both sides of the feds, it's easy to see.
Gotta keep it moving, showing.
Let It Grow by DJ Kavum featuring Seasons, and he's our guest tonight on Sound Synchronicity. And this brother, also known as OG Itef Vita, or AKA DJ Kavum of Motivation Crew, is a Green for All Class 4 fellow, straight out of the Garden, representing the historic Five Points District of Denver, Colorado. He describes himself as an OG, an organic gardener, teaching hip-hop history and how to grow greens. He is the definition of hip-hop, higher inner peace, helping other people. An award-winning activist, founder of the Brown Sugar Youth Festival, B-boy and midwife, this vegan chef is producing more than just beats, harvesting two albums, Deep Rooted, Deep Rock, and The Teacher's Lounge. Working with Dead Press, Diggable Planets, KRS-One, Umi, Ovius Maximus, Mike Chav, and Bun B, to name a few. This brother is definitely awesome. He's doing some really cutting-edge music and pushing the boundaries and really expanding the range of hip-hop, you know, with his sound and with his the message within his music. And so I'd like to welcome our listening audience to DJ Kavum. Welcome, my brother. How you doing?
Peace and blessings. What's up? Salam alaikum.
What's up? Salam alaikum.
Namaste. What's good?
Namaste. In Lakesh. All is well. All is well. Indeed.
Yeah.
Cultivate the earth.
Ooh, man, I just have to say, that track needs to be heard on every radio station across the land, no doubt. Let it grow.
That needs to be in heavy rotation right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Well, coming soon. The album drops on Earth Day, so that was like a little world premiere exclusive right there, you know. It's a song that I'm working on with some real fresh artists. That's the first mix featuring my man Seasons, who just dropped the album called Earth Amplified, and it's like straight up niceness, like on a hip hop level, you know. So, you know, we own it down, representing the RBG Fit Club, the Roots, Beans, and Greens Fit Club, representing, you know. So, you know, conscious vegan hip hop, standing up, you know, using this as a form of activism. You know, I consider myself a recording activist because, you know, the way that we document our work, we're able to tell a story, you know, to leave a trail of information for the youth, you know. So that's the science, my man.
Indeed, indeed. Well, certainly we share in that build and that frequency as we're all part of this amazing convergence of energy, you know. And I give thanks for what you all are doing and representing all over the world because, you know, it's online. People can check out our RGB Fit Club, you know, and RBG Fit Club and, you know, just everything you all are lifting up and representing and modeling right now for our communities is right on time. And I mean, it's exactly what we need to amplify. So anyway, we're honored to share this time and space with you and premiere this song to the human, you know, human family for the world, you know. So, yeah, we give thanks. It's a special honor. So, you know, in the spirit of the show, we like to explore the concept of time in the sense that time is art. It's our opportunity to create. And that's a part of an awareness attributed to Galactic Mayan expression, you know, Olmec expression, you know, original Earth peoples all over the world. And also, even in that, today happens to be a signature day for Nikola Tesla, as we just had brought up at the top of the show. I find it interesting that AC, alternating current, in a glossary of cosmic history, is actually aboriginal continuity. Alternating current, aboriginal continuity. And so with the time shift, what's happening with the planet, why our people are beginning to crystallize and really come together in new and different frequencies that are life-sustaining is because it's a part of that memory, regaining consciousness in some ways, you know? So, yeah, it's a cellular ancestral remembrance. And again, I mean, the sound vibrations that you all are creating through this music, man, is truly high resonance. And I've had the blessed opportunity to do some work with Brother Stick as well on a Nas record a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I did some keyboard work with that, just laying in some harmonics and some vibrations, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, powerful jam, Paul. We're not alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as myself, I've done some work with him as well. We did a song called Mystic Brother together.
See? It's full circle right here, you know. So
indeed.
I see the connections of, you know, indigenous people, you know, spreading indigeneity, especially when all we have to do is remind each other, as you're saying, oh, that cellular light, and at the same time, just, you know, start seeing that we are the foundation and the providers and creators of a lot of the mathematics and the knowledge and the food and the clothing and the shelter and the style. You know, it's really just, you know, about that real raw essence, you know what I mean? Like, I'm the kind of dude, you know, I like to wake up in the morning and eat things high to the sky, like fruits and vegetables and, you know, berries, like, you know, tree fruits, you know. Midday, get the brush, grain, salads. At night, eat food that needs low light or basically can survive in the dark, like roots. And so I just kind of have, like, a daily foundation that, like, you know, teaches, you know, our community that we can be able to survive, you know, within the wisdom of the earth, you know, and stay in tune at the same time and balance. So, yeah, man, it's a fresh opportunity to, you know, work with like-minded individuals like Stickman and, you know, doing work with, you know, people like my man Mike Chaz, who's a dope producer, doing fresh work. So, yeah, man, the project that we drop in on Earth Day is called the Produce Section. It's going to be tight, man. And the reason that we're doing this is that, you know, kind of raise up this YG movement, the young gardeners, so that they have an understanding of, like, what we're going to do.
That's right.
Especially when it comes to, like, developing green jobs. A lot of our brothers got, you know, issues with the law. So paper is hard to work for the man. You got to start to build for yourself and be able to cultivate the earth as a science. So, you know, we're teaching this as a way to also basically fight obesity within our community. It's food justice, food security, and, you know, at the same time, food equality. So providing organic gardens in our hood and, like, throwing breakdance battles is, like, just natural to us. We use this as a way to, like, get our hip-hop yoga on, you know, doing organic juicing within the community. So, yeah, brother.
Okay. Yes, I. Well, more of that. So just check this out. I know when we talked, I know you mentioned you were familiar, you know, with the Law of Time and some of Jose Arguez's work. Jose Arguez, for our listeners, is the voice we heard at the top of the show offering the prayer of the seven galactic directions. That is the four cardinal directions, the sky, the earth, and the heart, the core of the earth, the core of our hearts. And so that kind of a seven representation, again, coming together on that level. I'd like to actually ask if you know your signature with regard to the Zolk'in, the 260.
Yeah, actually, I do. It's Electric Blue Monkey. You know what I mean? Because, believe it or not, I was born in 86. You know, and it's been a real powerful time to, like, kind of watch, you know, the energy continue. So, you know, I wanted to see, you know, what else you knew. I heard something else about a daytime. I don't know if that's true, but, you know, somebody gave me a different reading and told me that I was Red Earth by day. I was like, yeah, I need to talk. Like, yeah, let me talk to the brother about this, see what the science is, because, you know, the more I study, the more I'm interested in, you know, getting to know it. I do a lot of, you know, practicing actually as a Baba Fulshun about the last day in Ifa, which is the West African translation of the Kushite dynasty, a.k.a. Kemet, you know, from the Hagia Sophia. So, you know, I'm very interested in seeing, you know, the more background of the 13 moon cycle, which is connected towards, you know, the original calendar of the earth. So, you know, tell me what's happening, brother.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you know, what I always like to do when I speak about this with people is really confirm their signature. So you said you're born in 86. What's your birthday?
July 8th,
okay. So what I come up with here is that you're actually a blue, or what's actually, by number, it's 171, kin number 171 out of 260, and that is referred to as blue lunar monkey. A blue lunar monkey, yeah. And that's part of an earth family known as the Cardinal family. I happen to be a white solar world bridger, and that's also of the Cardinal family. So it's kind of interesting how it relates to nature, as you said, and it's taking it back to the synchronization, the harmonization, as we know in ourselves, essentially, you know. And it's just beautiful. We're moving into our purpose, you know, and how we eat to live is certainly a core and central part of this this entire process. And then how we share that with our community and nurture the youth and everything that we're here to represent in terms of this amazing time we have. I mean, I'm very excited about seeing who's showing up all over the world and witnessing the synchronicities. So with your signature, you have an affirmation or the daily code for that particular day. So your code says, I polarize in order to play, stabilizing illusion. I seal the process of magic with the lunar tone of challenge. I am guided by the power of abundance.
Now, I heard that.
This is, you know, and as I see these things, I'm aware of it from the level of these are indicating the tones and the sequences and just kind of the subtle feeling, you know, beyond just the physical idea of it, but recognizing it on that cellular level that, you know, that we pass down as consciousness, you know.
Okay.
And so in light of that, I'm seeing a real deep connection, because today happens to be the blue self-existing night. And your power says you're guided by the power of abundance. And we know we read the abundance in today's code about sealing the input of abundance. So you're guided by it. And then the day is sealing it up. I mean, I'm recognizing this is very, very fortuitous, as they might say. So, yeah, I want to also build with
a lot
you,
of
brother.
Power right there.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's a powerful thing, brother. You know,
wisdom, understanding, all being born to power, too. That's a lot of energy. Yes, that's a divine. It's that Jordan energy, man.
Indeed. Hey. So, check this out, too. I know you mentioned the idea that different parts of the day you were showing up as a different energy. So for your day, each of us have what they refer to or what is called an oracle, or representing basically the daily cycle. Because, you know, the day, like, we start at midnight, you know, and you go up to dawn, and then from dawn to noon back to dusk, and then dusk back to midnight, you know,
right,
every day. And so that was recognized in these codes, that was recognized as being in the space of the four directions around the person. So in that arrangement, everybody has their daily oracle that also talks about, or better said, refers to particular types or qualities of energy that they can expect to show up in their life. And if they're aware of that arrangement or that synchronicity, then they have that experience. And that's the idea of magic, is the idea of something out of nothing. Well, everything is from nothing, you know, which is an interesting thought to consider, you know, and yet it is something for us as people. What is called magic is just our inherent nature. And so for us to go back to the earth and really reconnect and build community, it's an amazing sequence. So that's also divided in a person's lifetime in four sections. When you take, like, the midnight to the early dawn, that's the period of initiation in your life, because you're coming out of the womb into that initiation. And that's a 13-year cycle.
Right.
And then you got the 13-year cycle from there to the age of 26. Now, you get up to your 13-year, though, that's referred to as your higher self or your guide power in the north. So you start the east as the initiation. Then it goes counterclockwise. The guide power to the north, then that's essentially the age of 13. And then from that point, you go to what's referred to as your challenge power or your antipode power. And that power right there is, it's the age of 26 that you arrive at that challenge power, essentially, you know, which relates in some ways to the energy of people coming into their Saturn return, for example, at around age 28 in Western astrology. They talk about that. And there is this energy, though, according to these natural cycles, that at 26 we come into the challenge power, which also causes our gifts to emerge. And then that takes us into the cycle of essentially the hidden power that's there in the subconscious. It's that hidden power energy, and that happens around 39. Again, these cycles of 13. And then the cycle ends when you come to 52, which according to these sequences was considered mastery on a particular level. And it's interesting that cosmically there's a 52-year cycle in relationship with Sirius B around Sirius A.
Mm-hmm.
So that cycle is inherent mm-hmm. there. I mean, and this being the unseen truth, you know.
Which corresponds with the Dogon and the Sirigi dance that they do every 52 years as well.
Indeed. And then there's the cycles of Sirius A as well, the visible brightest star in the sky. So you have the density of the hidden dark star, dark matter, you know, and then you have yet the brightness of Sirius A in relationship with each other. So that's one of the cycles, and that's a very central cycle. So when people refer to December 21st, 2012, there's a significant relationship with that count by the ancient ones that relates to Sirius and its relationship, again, to people of the earth all over the world. So it's a blessing, though, that we're able to recover these things again and apply it by putting our hands on the land for what you all are representing in this work. And I want to really ask you, I know you're going to Africa very soon, and I think that that's a real important build for people to learn about. So why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, man. It's a powerful vibration, you know. Especially, you know, when you get a chance, like, you know, study the science. But, yeah, man, I'm headed out there with the Bold Foods Organization. And, you know, it's out of this group called Bold Leaders. So I'm basically, you know, what they would call a professional fellow in food security for the Bold Foods Project, right? Mm-hmm. Which is working with indigenous brothers and sisters around the world. To, you know, up to like 52 fellows from like different countries. And, you know, some are coming from South Africa and Kenya and Uganda and Nigeria and America. And, you know, pretty much using the knowledge of our indigenous brothers and sisters back home to, you know, bring this, you know, to basically educate us here in the hood, you know, mentally more than, so should we say, physically, because our slums are in no comparison to, like, Burkina Faso or, like, you know, Somalia, Ethiopia right now. And we have to, like, start acknowledging the fact of food production of our people and why we were captured, you know, from Africa and brought to this country to do such. And so I'm starting to see that science and applying the organic gardening, you know, to my family and my friends. And so I'm going out there to study indigenous agriculture to really give back to the science of that light. So, yeah, man. Yeah,
that's a powerful thing. And you know, last week, and Purple Crown can build about this as well, you know, we've been witnessing the transition of elders who have lighted upon the planet during our lifetimes and through which we were in their lifetime, and thus imparting upon us some very important things relative to nurturing the earth and everything that we're building upon tonight. And we know that over the last 2 weeks, we've lost an elder named Dr. Kwaku Ando. And, you know, just I realize I'm becoming aware as again, these connections are getting connected more and more, that there's great responsibility being put in our hands, great opportunity with that responsibility to really be an effective part of harmonizing this shift, riding this wave, this energy, you know, and that wave, that energy is taking you back home, you know, home. It's in recognizing the deep, deep connection that we're getting a chance to revitalize and to really experience that synergy. As Africa goes, so goes the rest of the world. So for you to be able to go there, bring that wisdom from your experience here in the West forward to the East, bring it home, then there's a deeper reconnection and remembering happening for everybody. You know what I'm saying? All over the world, because, I mean, when everybody's healed, we're all healed. So you taking your healing energy there, that's enormous, man. And for them to be able to witness that through hip-hop music, through, you know, how people here have endured, you know, these experiences, and just to see such remarkable spirit in action, healthy families, you know what I'm saying, prosperity and abundance, even as we're bringing into the conversation and flow tonight for everybody, recognizing that, and just how we can bring it together more and more. And we also know that you, and you, maybe you want to speak upon this as well, but the sister in Wangari Maathai, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, who founded the Greenbelt Movement in Nairobi, Kenya, she recently transitioned as well to the ancestors. And so you want to build about that a little bit, just who she is?
Yeah, you know, that sister was so powerful, you know, planting millions of trees throughout the forests of Kenya, uniting, you know, the people with, should I say, the government of some sort of understanding agriculture as a way to feed our friends and our family, but also provide, you know, a clean air, you know, for this polluted planet. It's so crazy what's going on. And, you know, for her to be a revolutionary, getting educated, you know, taking that back to her beautiful people, is, you know, it's real powerful to see, you know, different forms of certification. And, like, you know, of course, you have to have a somewhat, you know, Western college degree to be able to be considered successful in the community that, you know, are mostly occupied by, you know, what's going on. We already know. We know the science of occupation and how things are happening with the apartheid in Africa, and it still affects the people. And I see the science around even talking about what we can do to start to educate people on how we can stay linked into receiving conflict-free electronics outside of that. You know, having access to organic food in Africa is an issue because the Monsanto Corporation has been basically, you know, taking hold of indigenous farmers, you know, taking their land and flipping them into monocultures that only feed the Western world. And at the same time, you know, we've had the opportunity for to bring some of the fellows from Uganda and Kenya recently to America here in Colorado to study on aquaponics development with, you know, the science that was brought. The science. Excuse me, we have my daughter in the background. She was walking around the house.
That's the blessing.
Yeah, man. The science I was brought by this brother named Will Allen, who's like super fresh and fly, you know, from this organization called Growing Power out in Milwaukee. And what he's doing is using fish and different forms of, like, natural bacteria that's created, especially, like, near rivers and outdoor atmospheres, and, like, cultivating indoor food, you know, by the pound, because it's almost like hydroponics because the water is flowing through, but you're also cultivating fish. So dealing with the issue of famine and when it comes to drought and people not having access to the water, but you can see how, you know, our pollution in our community is affecting the world because it's causing it to rain in places where it doesn't need to, and having drought on the other side of the world, which is, you know, basically our carbon emission. So the whole localizing of the food sector is the most important part, and we're starting, you know, by educating worldwide and activating each other, you know what I mean, for that indigenous knowledge of that roots being the greens, you know.
That's real, right.
You know, a mile our way to, for real.
Man, we are totally with that. We recognize that. All day.
Absolutely. And I really love, I wanted to say, I really love what you're doing with the produce section, because we know that, organic gardening and indigenous farming techniques have always been a part of our culture. I've been a part of the culture of the earth, period, of all peoples of the earth. But, and we see that and acknowledge that hip-hop is a continuation of that culture as well. And so the marriage between the two, between the hip-hop music and the knowledge of cultivating the earth and being able to reach the youth, which is our future, is just brilliant, is commendable, and, I just love what you're doing. I love the direction you're going in with it. I love the energy. I love the flavor that you're putting in the music. And you're doing good works, bro. I just wanted to really, big you up on that.
Oh, man, it reflects him. I am because you are, we are because they were. I'm trying to keep up with my old griots out here named Opalanga Pugh, who's a, to me, she was like the first MC I ever saw. She used to come to the school when I was in, elementary studying, man, and, she would be breaking off, African griot stories, say African tales, giving us the vibration at a young age, but through rhyme. And I just, it's the inspiration that I feel is the best way to reach, our young people. You know what I'm saying? We got to speak the language of our connection, and at the same time, when it comes to, security, I wanted to also, see what the science of the reading is for my two youngest daughters, man. They were both born on the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I'm a midwife, so I delivered both of them in water. One of them was born on 2011 on the equinox, on March 21st.
Okay.
And I wanted to see the science on that, because I know those are Rambo meditation ciphers around the planet. And then my last daughter was just born 5 weeks ago on the harvest moon. So it's like two full moon babies, and the energy is just real nice. They both, children of the water. One has a very high Oshun energy, and the other one has a high Yemaya energy. And so, their names are such. My daughter Selassie, her middle name is Oshun, and my daughter Lydia, her middle name is Yemaya, which is a reflection of what I see, being, on that day, which was, it was a powerful day, actually. It was super, super powerful for the energy, and it was September 12th. So I'm just seeing that, So
okay,
tell me what you see.
Tell me what your first daughter's birth date was again, March 21st.
Yeah, March 21st, 2011. Full moon.
11, yes. So that's what is Ken 87. It's referred to as blue solar hand. What was really interesting to me as I'm looking at this this energy is all of these signatures of today happen to be blue, which is the direction of the West, which is the direction of transformation according to the cycle of the day. So that's, again, that period you arrive at, that challenge period, that 26 transformation, arriving at that in that Western door. And so your daughter shows up as a blue solar hand, and that energy states, I pulse in order to know, realizing healing. I seal the store of accomplishment with the solar tone of intention. I am guided by the power of abundance. So, I mean, it's interesting that everybody decides to show up in this similar frequency, because that's what the language actually indicates for us intuitively. Is when you see these colors and these codes and we understand them as recurring cycles, these natural cycles, then we begin to see how everything shows up, and it's like amazing divine arrangement. And it's like harmony. You know, it's a language beyond the physical. That's what music is, you know? So it raises our awareness and really touches on that in a really meaningful way. And that's what synchronicity is. If it's not meaningful, it's not synchronicity, you know? So there's a lot of arrangement there with that daughter. And what's the birth date for the other?
Yeah, Libya. Her birthday is September 12th. That's the same day that Emperor Haile Selassie took over Ethiopia. Also the same day that the first black woman went to the moon. I mean, actually to space, not to the moon, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was studying that. And it's also the same day that the Vatican acknowledges Mary. They call it All Feast Day. So I was like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this daughter shows up as kin number 2 out of 260. And she shows up as a white lunar wind. Now, again, I find this very interesting because you show up as a blue lunar monkey like we talked about. You know, Purple Crown is a white lunar wizard. And he's, you know, so he's in that arrangement even in the moment. And that energy is profound as well. And it says, I polarize in order to communicate, stabilizing breath. I seal the input of spirit. With the lunar tone of challenge, I am guided by the power of timelessness. So then she shows up guided by the white lunar wizard, which happens to be Taj, Purple Crown. Now, mind you, that's like one out of 260 different, you know, signature days in that galactic cycle. So it's you know, it of itself, the mathematics don't lie. That's what supreme mathematics is. It's that true, pure, transcendent indicator of divine arrangement. You know what I mean? So that's just
kin.
Profound. The count of days or the Zol kin or like the total kin, you know, and as people begin to remember who they are, as they begin to actually choose to raise their vibration and do these healthy things and these restorative things for ourselves and our communities, you know, there's going to be a greater experience of that across the globe. I mean, it's already there, really and truly. People are now really gathering more momentum because, you know, and it's important to note, we talk about this 2012 date. It's an opportunity for us to really transmit our highest vision. Okay, for ourselves. And speaking of vision, I want to tap into our sister elder and now ancestor, Wangari Maathai, with relationship to her signature. She shows up in the Zolkin arrangement as a blue magnetic knight. Okay, so today is a blue self-existing knight. So you see how it works? It's the same tribe out of 20 tribes. It's a different tone. She's the first. She's the tone number one. Today happens to be a day four, a tone four. But you can see there's a direct correlation. I mean, obviously, we're speaking upon it now, live and direct, all over the world, now time. So, I mean, again, that brings me great heart. And when I read, this is just going to take it home, when I read the signature here. Okay.
Yes.
I unify in order to dream, attracting intuition. I seal the input of abundance with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power doubled. So we just let that settle in the soil of our soul. You know, everything is one, and everything is everything. And so that's a very exciting and
that was a powerful sister too.
Really and truly. In fact, I want to play some audio from her because I feel it best, and we have this time and era where we have the ability to record ourselves, make documents and share the continuum with people. We want to continue to lift up her legacy and spirit. It's a living legacy. So with that and with sound vibration, with sound and synchronicity, hey, we're eternal really and truly. So I want to play a little bit from her, and just really give thanks for all the goodness and all that is really happening right now. Let's go forward with that in a moment. This is a piece that speaks around her motivation, the motivation of Wangari Maathai, Green Belt Movement, Kenya, indeed.
Rest in peace.
The degradation of the natural environment and the lack of water were the key issues women mentioned to me that motivated me to start the Green Belt Movement. I realized the link between what their needs were and the state of the land and thought, why not plant trees to address this issue?
I mean, that's pretty plain and simple. You know, I think the reality is that, you know, she did what she recognized to do to make a difference. And that encourages all of us to go and get our hands in the land and do as you all are doing with this movement. You know, as this planet has its movement, everybody's harmonizing on the same frequency. And it's just a beautiful thing that people are waking up and choosing that again, and we can continue to build upon that. I want to also share an interesting note with the Foundation for the Law of Time, through which the codes of the synchronicity, the codes of the fourth dimension, as we're talking about these qualities, this essence of time, as this information has come down to the earth in that sense, there are initiatives such as this powerful initiative known as Crest 13. The purpose of the Crest 13 piece is actually to restore and to investigate and to educate relating to the natural mind, because we've been living for nearly 5,125 years in artificial timing from when time got taken. And those are periods that we don't remember, though we've been there's been biology on this planet for far longer than 6,000 years. You know? And that those realities are what are also emerging during this time of revealing and remembering. So we're actually, our DNA is getting more stirred and activated, awakened, you know. There's less separation between this world and the next, recognizing our ancestors are with us all the time, every moment. I mean, it's in our DNA, and as the veil is shifted, we know that everything is really revealing itself to be energy, really, and in relationship to energy, how we use what we call our mind to direct that energy, what we want to create, what do we choose to create, because it is our choice. That's the nature of this place called Earth. We have choice, and that's what we have. We're facing some serious choices right now. In relationship to this, there are 13 locations that are being intended and space held for. They're still evolving. Many of them have manifested, and in places even beyond those 13. The two of those places I found interesting, as we're thinking about today, Mount Kenya, which is the highest mountain in Kenya. And it's over 17.
Kilimanjaro.
This is actually a mountain called Mount Kenya. It's okay. Actually, and it says it's the second highest in Africa, second only to Kilimanjaro. So Mount Kenya and Kilimanjaro are equatorial, yes, of course, in their placement, and that Mount Kenya is like a sister mountain or something to Kilimanjaro. I mean, it's just really something. And what's interesting, we look at the fractal numbers and things like this. We talk about 17,000 feet or 17. According to the codes, 17 is the number of the earth out of the 20 tribes. So, you know, we deal with these tribes and these tones. So the 17th tribe is earth, which according to the articulation, literally articulated on the walls, you know, of people, and throughout the looms and the blankets and the weavings and the way that these tapestries have been passed down with that depiction, that creative depiction, I mean, it's really something else. So that's one place where this Crest 13 initiative is actually seated and happening. And the other location is in Zimbabwe, in the south magnetic portion of the earth. That's another one such location. And that's a whole other build, just in more in-depth build. I mean, for people that want to learn more about Crest 13, I want to invite them to visit lawoftime.org. and they can go ahead and check out what the Foundation for the Law of Time has been holding space for as this energy is again emerging. And this is unprecedented. I mean, what we're actually here participating in, we have to really come to terms with, it is unprecedented. It's not going to necessarily take the false timing systems that have kept us away from our greatest good. That's not going to take us over that threshold. It is going to be people coming together, organizing, purifying themselves, you know, and taking these high vibration, high resonant foods and sound frequencies and, you know, celebrating life, really, you know, because whatever we're going to be doing is what we're going to be doing in that space when all things, you know, essentially come to the idea of zero point, you know. So it's like if you had one choice to make as a consciousness, what would you choose? Because it's obvious that humanity can choose atomic energy. That choice has already been made. We've seen that happen for many, many years now. That's why we have a new choice, which is an unprecedented choice. And that relates to how we're actually using our chi, our energy, in relationship to cultivating the earth, getting our hands on the land, you know, and living this way. So I'd like to share something also from our sister, Wangari Maathai, from this really, really powerful piece called I Will Be a Hummingbird. And I think there's something in this for everyone. So Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
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 We are constantly being bombarded by problems that we face. And sometimes we can get completely overwhelmed. The story of the hummingbird is about this huge forest being consumed by a fire. All the animals in the forest come out and they are transfixed as they watch the forest burning, and they feel very overwhelmed, very powerless, except this little hummingbird. It says, I'm going to do something about the fire. So it flies to the nearest stream, takes a drop of water, and puts it on the fire, and goes up and down, up and down, up and down, as fast as it can. In the meantime, all the other animals, much bigger animals, like the elephant with a big trunk, could bring much more water. They are standing there helpless, and they are saying to the hummingbird, what do you think you can do? You're too little. This fire is so big, your wings are too little, and you are big, so small, you can only bring a small drop of water at a time. But as they continue to discourage it, it turns to them without wasting any time and tells them, I am doing the best I can. And that to me is what all of us should do. We should always feel like a hummingbird. I may feel insignificant, but I certainly don't want to be like the animals watching as the planet goes down the drain. I will be a hummingbird. I will do the best I can.
Wow.
Sorry?
Wow. That was amazing. I love that. You know, when I was listening to it, her voice sounded so familiar to me. And her spirit sounded so familiar to me, you know, even though I never met her in the flesh, you know, I recognize her spirit. I recognize the energy that she's carrying. And I really love that message, you know, I'm doing the best that I can. And, you know, Makua and DJ Kavum, I wanted to really just touch on going back to the, you know, tying in Wangari Maathai, you know, or should I say the Honorable Wangari Maathai.
That's true.
And the galactic signature of the day, which is Blue Self-Existing Night, which the affirmation is, I define in order to dream. Measuring intuition, I seal the input of abundance. With the self-existing tone of form, I am guided by the power of self-generation. I'm a galactic activation portal, total clarity. into me. And with that being said, knowing that the time we're living in are revolutionary times, evolutionary times, transformative times, where there's massive transformation taking place, you know, in this era, that, you know, stepping into the dream space, being able to dream and to reimagine and redefine terms such as revolution. Because, you know, our traditional, when we think of words such as revolution, we think of things that are associated with violence, you know. And so, as DJ Kaven pointed out a little earlier, how Wangari Maathai was a revolutionary in her own way, in planting these trees, in dealing with the earth. What DJ Kaven is doing and the efforts and the activities that he is, you know, really activating is revolutionary as well, as far as bringing the consciousness of organic gardening and earth science to the youth, you know, and cultivating the spirit of the young gardeners, you know, really being able to step into that dream space and redefine these terms, you know, in which we can think about how we can perform revolutionary acts of kindness, revolutionary acts of love, revolutionary acts of generosity, revolutionary acts of service, you know, small things, little things. As Wangari Maathai said, you know, I may be small and my efforts may be small, but I'm doing the best that I can, you know, I'm doing something. And so really just bringing that back, you know, and bringing that into our hearts and knowing that we have the power to define, you know, to redefine terms, redefine our reality, you know, for ourselves moving forward into the future, you know.
Yeah, I see that. You know, maybe she ain't even vast. Maybe she's chilling in the hollow earth somewhere, you know. Or a ship, you never know, you know what I mean?
Speak upon it.
Yeah.
really and truly. Yes, indeed. And that doesn't seem like a far-fetched idea to me, considering the times we're in and just all of the prophecy, all of the foretelling, and all of the expression of this amazing arrangement. Wow. So we want to make sure people can get in touch with you and follow up on your music and look forward to Earth Day 2012 when the produce section drops. You know, just I'm so excited for you, brother, and for all of us as we really get to witness this amazing shift in consciousness and bring it to the young people and bring the youth back to the earth, you know, bring the earth and the elders and the youth and everybody in between all together, you know, and that's really what time it is. So I'm very excited, as all indications are saying that we're in the right space and place at the right time. So we have, I know we have djkavem.com. That's djkavem.com. And how else can people get in touch with you, brother?
Well, you know, you can get in touch with me anywhere. You can check me out at greenforall.org. Or you can build with me on actually right here in the community. You know, if you want to get at me, you can just email me at bookcavem, BookCavem at Gmail. You know, and I like to hear what anyone has to say about the vibration. You know, I'm really interested in, you know, this beautiful dynamic of all of our indigo children waking up. And I see it as a whole other thing, too. Like, you know, we're on the obliquity shift right now, and that the Earth is switching constellations from the Haru Phoenix constellation into the Quetzalcoatl Dragon Set, you know what I mean, constellation, you know, which is pretty interesting, and watching the Earth shift and, you know, the obliquity of our equator, you know, straighten out, you know, causing our poles to, you know, receive different energy from our polar, you know, light, which is affecting the hollow earth, which is affecting our moon and our cycle, you know, as brothers and sisters, you know, especially who recognize our science of holistic, you know, energy and energy transfer through the chakras. And I build on that too, you know what I mean? So they can catch me in the ether, y'all. You just think about me and I'll be on that astral traveling. You know what I'm saying? That's
indeed
how you get at me. But yeah, man, Kavum Motivation on Facebook, or Motivation, or DJ Kavum Motivation on iTunes or Amazon. And, you know, peep the album, The Teacher's Lounge, where, you know, I actually did a Four Directions, you know, quote, you know what I mean, vibration. We did a, you know, E5 prayer on the Teacher's Lounge mm-hmm. album, and that Wheatgrass track is featuring my brother C Knowledge from Digable Planets, Doodle Bug, and my man Stickman of Death Prez.
Yeah.
So, you know, the single off the album, The Teacher's Lounge, and if you go to djkavum.com, you can check out the music video and also the behind the scenes video, which has another sneak peek of a track featuring Rebel Diaz. You know, it's going to be released off the produce section called Food Justice. So the science of what I'm doing in Africa is, you know, relating to the Food Justice No Beef Tour that we're using as a form of education and resistance against, you know, corporate fascism of basically our food production and liberating our mind, body, and soul with roots, beans, and greens. So, yeah, man, I'm happy to be on the show. You know,
all day, all
I've
day.
I've been a blessed vibration builder with, you know, you two, and I see that, you know, correctly, you know what I mean, using that wisdom, understanding to, like, you know, born that power to have that light and that energy to, you know, speak directly on seeing the God within each other, you know. So
yeah.
I see that, absolutely, man. This will be the sun.
Yeah, Lakesh.
Full realization.
Hold on. It's a beautiful reflection, brother. So I'm really excited about the moment, and I want to invite our producer to just say a brief thing with regard to really how this is very auspicious. You know, I've been building here in Washington, D.C. for a number of years in the community, working with the people, raising awareness, using the arts, you know, as we really make this shift. And our sister, Shivani Juice Meekins in the house, was responsible for really kind of pulling this vibe together tonight. So it's important to acknowledge each other as reflections. And this is an awesome thing because you're in Denver, Colorado. And I think this sister has something to maybe even acknowledge in that spirit as well.
Peace and blessings, galactic brethren and sojourn. It's good to have manifested in a true collective long before I made it to this planet. And truly the opportunity to be able to be a vessel for this vision of a rainbow bridge built between D.C. and D.C., the District of Columbia to Denver, Colorado. It's live. It's in effect. The ground has been being tilled and cultivated, and it's a blessing, a true, true blessing and honor to be able to link the brethren that have truly impacted and helped me to move forth, operating from a true place of core empowerment. As we learn our galactic signatures, that is indeed what we are on this planet to do, is to harmonize with ourselves so that we can truly harmonize with each other in our families, in our communities, and throughout this galactic planetary existence that we're experiencing. So welcome. I love you all. And rainbow bridges continue.
Indeed. Yeah, this is the sister's Auntie Rainbow right here. She's, you know, Auntie Rainbow for real, really and truly, all over the
rainbow
top.
Rainbow pajamas.
They were, yeah.
Producing the show in rainbow pajamas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the time it is. It's amazing, man, you know. And so in the spirit of that, we want to run some amazing music because we've just been flowing in the organic flow of things tonight. We had a whole list of things we wanted to touch on, and the build never ends. So we do have a 90-minute window here on the show. We got a good 10 minutes left. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to make sure that people can hear this sound vibration that we call, what's the name of this track again? Let me find this in my face here. Wheatgrass, of course.
Wheatgrass.
I knew that. And go ahead and tell me again, who's on this track with you, brother? Just so the people can hear.
So, yeah, you know, it's produced here in Denver. the beat production is done by myself and a brother, this guy named Q Knox. We was just, you know, just crate digging and just came across an ill sample. And we just like, oh, we got to flip that and bring back that jazz. So I called my man C Knowledge, Doodoo Bug from Diggable Planets. I was like, yo, this is the science. We got to educate these babies on holistic health. You down to take a shot of wheatgrass? Let's do it. And you already know my man Stickman from working on the Deep Rock album with me in the past, you know, and, you know, basically being a part, you know, as a general with the RBG, you know, representing out here in Denver for the Fit Club. So, you know, it was just, it was the science right there. We was like, it's that time, you know, we got a breakdance crew out of it. It's called the Raw Foods Rockers.
Well,
so, you know, yeah, man, we out here, you know, juicing wheatgrass with cucumber and pineapple. I guarantee you, yo, that
wow.
takes the bite away, yo, and the wheatgrass. Cucumber, pineapple, you know, wheatgrass, and just juice that in the champion, yo, you ain't going to go wrong. So,
I know,
you know
that's right.
Science. Check out
yeah.
the wheatgrass on the Teacher's Lounge album, you know what I mean, featuring Dr. Angela Davis, my man KRS-One, Ovius Maximus, my man Umi from POW, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's just the science. Like, it's, you know, we as activists are coming together to, you know, speak on the science. And, you know, it's where the teachers now. So, you know, especially for the ones who like-minded and the energy of sacred wisdom is really, you know, at that time, they're just going to chill and just vibe to some of that beautiful, you know, frequencies, you know, from the earth, you know, like Captain Planet vibe, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Captain Planet, Planet Restoration. That's what time it is, brother. So, man, what a blessing to build with you in the sound synchronicity frequency. We definitely honor you and just, again, send nothing but upful energy to all the works that you're involved with. Looking forward to what's next for us and ways that we're going to continue to collaborate. We want to definitely have you on as a guest sometime again in the future. So I trust that everything will align as it does. And particularly after you come home from Kenya, it might be good to get a follow-up with you for all of our listeners out there tonight as we definitely go on with you in spirit, brother. And we're just giving thanks, supreme thanks to the ancestors for just blessed and synchronistic travel, you know, perfect timing.
True indeed, true indeed. Yeah, they already know, you know, real G's, you know, as we say in the head, real G's got hoes. In the ground.
I know,
you
know
that's
what I mean? Right.
Planting trees.
Planting trees.
Yo, for real. So, you know.
Really and truly.
As much love. We letting them know it's going green, living bling. Green for all.
Mm-hmm.
Fit Club. You know what I'm saying? Zulu Nation.
Organization.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? I got it. DJ
Indeed.
Cable.
All right. Yeah. All right, brother. Well, here we go. DJ Cable, Motivation, featuring Doodlebug and Stickman. Wheat grass, indeed.
Peace.
You must cultivate the earth. Meditate. You must cultivate the earth. Plant seeds. Meditate and take your hand. You must cultivate the earth. Plant seeds. Meditate and take your hand. I got a job with some teens. Teaching hip-hop history and how to grow greens. Hard skills, big wheels, and it's the real deal. Green jobs, green thumbs up in the green field. And ain't nobody be ditching my class. I got the lifelong lessons, don't let your life pass.
something to it. Well, look, I studied the greats and paid my dues, and I mastered my craft and made some moves. Then I hit the road with a couple of crews. That's when I learned the ways of these rock and roll dudes. We cruise the Milky Way to sun, moon, and stars to return to Earth to reverse these slick balls. What you learn?
You a sustainable kid, don't assume. Just break your ass, see me in a teacher. What's sustainable, kid? Don't assume. Just break it down. See me in a teacher's lesson. What you learn? How to write rhymes, how to grow through. What you learn? How to meditate, how to fight through. What you learn? How to do nice, how to rap through. What you learn? How to give back, how to pay dues.
Sunlight on the sea, we germinated. Planting the rich soil and watch the water permeated. Life is a cycle, harvest is celebrated. But if there's no growth, then life is exterminated. This is a science that was taught by the natives, who didn't seek to dominate nature, but innovated. Cultivation of crops, the law of regeneration. You reap what you sow, you only eat what you grow. Do you know?
To a sustainable kid, don't assume. Just break it down, see me in a teacher. What's sustainable, kid? Don't assume. Just break it down. See me in a teacher's class.
What you learn?
How to write rhymes, how to grow through. What you learn?
How to meditate,
how to fight the tools.
What you learn?
How to unite, how to rap through. What you learn?
What you learn?
What you learn? How to
learn?
Give back, how to pay dues.
Yes, yes. Greetings, y'all.
Beautiful.
That song. I mean, it's amazing, man. I mean, I just feel the vibe. It's definitely high resonance all day.
Love that. High resonance music all day.
We definitely want to encourage everybody to check out DJ Kavem, CAVEM.com. Check out the music video for that track right there. This is hot stuff. So this is the end of the show. We're going to sign off and just say in Lakesh and listen in next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. One love.